Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Sorry I haven't posted in a while, but I kind of have a negative feeling towards my podcast right now. Like maybe it is time to wrap it up and move on to my next project. Although I love doing podcasts, I think the time to end my podcast is coming. But before I make any decision, thank you so much to everyone who has listened to this podcast so far, and to those who have subscribed to Podcast Premium. I'm not 100% sure of what I will do next, but I want you to know how much I appreciate all of you. I just want to be really honest here about how I feel with my podcast, because I feel like I owe this to all of you guys who have been listening so far. So thank you so much for just everything. Before I start talking about today's topic, I'll give you a quick life update. I've been listening to a lot of new music recently, including jazz. There's an artist I really like. Her name is Lofi. I think I like listening to music more during the winter because I like sad, mellow songs. Today, I'd like to talk about my resolutions, my goals, and my hopes for the new year. I haven't had the time to actually sit down and really think about it because I guess I'm more of a doer than a thinker. So here I am taking the time to actually think of 2024. My resolutions are: number one, lead a healthier lifestyle. Number two, start and grow on YouTube. And number three, to learn something new. I feel like having resolutions or goals can be overwhelming, so I don't really feel that comfortable talking about what I want my year to be like, because usually things don't go as planned. But that's okay, because that's life. Things aren't supposed to go as you planned it. No matter how hard you try, shit happens. So I feel like setting monthly goals is better for me, and maybe if you too feel overwhelmed about yearly goals, try setting monthly goals, because this worked for me. Anyways, my first resolution is to lead a healthier lifestyle, and I have been trying to do this for a few weeks now. I've been going to hot yoga classes, and I go to the gym 3 to 4 times a week now. And I'm starting to change what I eat as well. Like, I'm avoiding fast food like McDonald's or pizza, and going for healthier choices like yogurt and oatmeal, because you are what you eat. I believe in that. And also, I've been trying to be healthy, not just because I want to look good and feel good, but also because I have started to think about my future, and I just really want the best for myself. So I guess I'm doing this for the future me. And genetically, I have really good skin. I'm sorry if this sounds like bragging, but I just really have good skin. I rarely ever get pimples. Every time I see my friends, they're always like, "Oh, you have really good skin." And it's not like I do special care for my skin. It's genetics. There are times that I don't even wash my face, and I know that's unhygienic, but I just want to be honest with you. Sometimes I get DMs from people asking me what kind of skin products I use, but it's nothing special. I just use skincare products from my local pharmacy or something from Donki. I don't really buy bougie skincare, and I'm not saying that's bad, but I just want you guys to know that if you ever think, "Oh, Harmony's skin is so nice," just know that it's just genetics. But genetics won't cover everything. Like, I'm going to age, and there's gonna be wrinkles soon. So I wanna start taking care of my health, so that way, when I age well. Because I've seen so many examples of people who did not take care of their health in their 20s. And they look way older than their age. And if you're someone like, you know what, I don't give a fuck. We're all gonna die one day. Why should I care if I have wrinkles? I'm gonna keep eating junk food. I don't give a fuck. I just wanna have a good time. So be it. You do your own thing. This is just my opinion on health. And this is how I want to take care of my health. If you wanna do your own thing, do your own thing and I'll do my own thing, which is to start taking care of my health. So the future me won't regret my choices in the past. My second resolution is to start and grow on YouTube. So some of you guys might know that I've tried YouTube in the past and I gave up pretty easily on YouTube. I just felt really cringe making videos and I didn't feel confident about it anymore. So I had to kind of delete all of them. But recently I've been thinking, well, there's no such thing as a perfect video. All I could do is just keep improving myself and keep trying to make a good video, a helpful video. Not just because I want to make one, but something that people will actually want to watch. So I'm thinking of trying YouTube again, thinking of trying to give YouTube one last try. I just have a really bad love and hate relationship with YouTube. And I want to kind of work on that this year and just grow my channel as well as TikTok. I'm kind of struggling to gain more followers on TikTok. I have no idea how TikTok works. Maybe I have to stop posting the same exact videos I post on Instagram. Maybe what I will do is make videos that are different from the ones that I post on Instagram. And my third resolution is to learn something new. And what I mean is I want to learn a new skill or perhaps try to relearn an old skill. I'm thinking about buying a piano because I have space that's left in my room where I can either put a piano or a small sofa. And I haven't decided what to do with that space yet, but I'm thinking of buying a piano so whenever I have free time, I can practice playing the piano. I started playing the piano when I was around 6 or 7, and I stopped playing piano when I moved to Japan. I really like music, and maybe it would be cool if I can make my own music. I used to love singing, and my passion for singing has gone away for a while because I don't know, I guess I lost a lot of confidence in myself last year. Failure after failure, it made me feel weak. So I want to get into piano and singing as well. And I'm also thinking about learning how to crochet. My little sister is making me these really cute earphone covers, and I think it's so cool how she can crochet, so I kind of want to learn how to crochet as well. Now let's talk about my goals. By the way, apparently goals have a specific measurement with a clear plan, but resolutions are broader commitments without a detailed action plan. I didn't know that. Anyways, goals I have for this month, I'm not saying year because I said yearly goals are overwhelming. The goals I have for January is 1, to go to yoga at least 3 times a week, 2, go to the gym at least 4 times a week. 3, don't eat any fast food or junk food. 4, drink as much water as I can. 5, always double check my schedule. And 6, try to post daily on Instagram. 7, spend as much time as I can with my dog. I've been thinking of my February goals already because it's mid-January, but I think I really want to try cutting sugar out of my diet next month because I read all the benefits you get from cutting sugar out completely. Like, you can decrease the risk of getting diabetes, and cutting sugar out also helps with weight loss. And I also learned that it could help you focus better. And sometimes I have a hard time focusing. Well, I do have ADHD, but I don't want to make that as an excuse because I know that there are ways I can make my life easier even if I have ADHD, like setting reminders up. Anyways, I'm really into improving my health. Hopefully, I can share more details about my fitness journey again with you guys, because I really like hearing about other people's fitness journey stories. I think they are really motivating and they always inspire me to do better, to be better. Okay, let's talk about my hopes for the new year. I hope my new year will be full of new challenges and new experiences. I really want to travel again this year. I already have a couple of travel plans in mind, like I am thinking of going to the US again in April or May just to visit family and friends. And I am thinking of going to Toronto because my friend is in Toronto right now. But the thing is, I've been to the US and Canada so many times, I kind of wanna go somewhere new and I wanna spend my money on new experiences. So my ultimate travel goals are to go to countries near Japan like Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam, because I've always wanted to visit those countries, especially Vietnam because of BoJack Horseman. There's a show called BoJack Horseman that I really like. It's my comfort show. And there's a character named Diane, and I relate to her the most in the show. And there's this episode where she goes to Vietnam, and this episode is one of my favorites. It was really life-changing to me. So that is kind of the reason why I want to go to Vietnam. Not only that, but I like Vietnam, Vietnamese food. So I really want to go to Vietnam, and I know that it's rich in culture. So I hope I can travel in 2024 and gain new experiences. I am ready for all the challenges I will face this year. I think 2023 really prepared me for this year to be able to face my challenges, overcome my fears, and I am finally ready to be the best version of myself. So if you're listening to this right now, let's do this together. You and I can become the best version of ourselves this year. And if you ever feel like you can't get through something, I want you to imagine what you would be like if you got through that thing. What you would be like at the end of the year if you get through all your hardships. I want you to remember a time you thought, you know what, I can't do this, I can't get through this, but you did. You were able to overcome whatever that was, or else you wouldn't be here right now. Another mindset that has helped me get through the hard times in life is, will this matter in 5 years? I think I've talked about this before on my podcast, but I'm gonna say it again. The mistake you made today at work, do you think you'll remember it in 5 years from now? That mean comment you got from a random stranger, do you think you'll remember it 5 years from now? A small fight you had with your partner, are you gonna remember it 5 years from now? Well, maybe some of you will remember some things 5 years from now, but I want you to kind of think, are those going to affect your life in any sort of way 5 years from now? Probably not. So if you're ever in a difficult situation where you're feeling sad about something, think, am I going to remember this 5 years from now? If I did remember 5 years from now, am I still going to be sad about it 5 years from now? Is it going to affect my life? Probably not. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to my resolutions, my goals, and to my hopes for this new year. I hope you learned something new today, and I would really appreciate it if you can leave me a review of my podcast. If you listen to this podcast through Apple Podcast, you can write a review, and if you use Spotify, you can rate it. These reviews really help me improve my podcast, and I just really want to be a better version of myself this year. I want to make better content for people to enjoy and to actually find helpful. So I guess 2024 is going to be the year I better myself, the year that I become the best version of myself and overcome each and every challenge. And I hope that you can also do that, that we can always do it together. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Toodaloo.